It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The 47-year-old rural Fond du Lac man who kept human skulls, remains, and shrines to serial killers in his home's basement has been charged in Fond du Lac County Court. Benjamin Larson made his initial appearance on Wednesday on felony bail jumping, obstructing an officer, and three counts of receiving stolen property. Bond was set at $250,000 cash, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. The grisly discoveries made at Larson's home were during the execution of a search warrant on August 14th as Fond du Lac County's sheriff's officials were assisting Madison police with a stalking investigation. The sheriff's office subsequently got their own search warrant for their investigation into what was discovered at Larson's home. According to the criminal complaint filed by the sheriff's office, there was no legal avenue found for Larson to have obtained three Native American skulls and human remains, with the possible exception of one found on Abler Road. District Attorney Eric Toney says, quote, "The investigation is beyond disturbing and remains an active investigation," unquote. A Clintonville police officer was injured when a man fleeing the scene of a domestic dispute struck him with a vehicle. According to Clintonville police, it happened Tuesday on North 12th Street when the officer responded to a 911 open line call. When the officer arrived, a man was seated behind the wheel of a vehicle in a driveway arguing with a woman who was outside of it. The man failed to comply with the officer's orders and started the vehicle, striking the officer while leaving the scene at a high rate of speed. An ambulance took the officer to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The officer was released from the hospital on Wednesday. The male suspect was later taken into custody in Fond du Lac County. The Waupaca County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. The Washira County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man who was due to appear in court for a trial this week, but never showed up. Authorities are asking the public not to approach Matthew J. Krause if you see him, as he may be armed. Matthew was last seen on Monday in the Berlin area around 10:30 p.m. He was due in court for a jury trial on Tuesday and failed to appear. A warrant was issued through Green Lake County, and he's been listed as a missing person through Washira County. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Washira County Sheriff's Office at 920-787-3321. Dozens of students gathered outside of Winneconne High School before their first day of classes wearing T-shirts that read, "I Stand With Peg." The students said it was a show of support for District Administrator Peggy Larson, who was placed on leave last week pending further consideration of an internal investigation authorized by the board. The group raised about $2,500 in community funds to pay for the 450 shirts, which they passed out to students who wanted to join. School Board President Katie Kollwertz called a special closed session meeting on August 24th. She wouldn't reveal the topic publicly. It was later determined the vote was to place Larson on leave. Larson's leave comes on the heels of a recall effort for School Board President Katie Kollwertz and Vice President Dean Ackman that received over 1,000 signatures. The city of Ripon has developed a 10-year energy plan. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
A $75,000 grant from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission paid for a plan developed by GDS Associates. A presentation on the plan was presented to the city council last week. The city administrator, Adam Sontag, says the plan is about being more energy efficient with its buildings and fleet in the future.
So the study and the plan really was kind of setting us up for the future as to making energy planning a bigger priority for projects, as well as just kind of reviewing what we were currently doing.
He says whether that involves solar power or EV or hybrid vehicles, the city will do what makes sense and it can afford to do.
It's not like we're going to go all and buy, you know, a bunch of electric vehicles for our public works department. It's not like we're going to go putting up solar everywhere, but where this makes sense and over time.
The council learned during last week's presentation that of the city's five municipal buildings, only the city hall is not doing better than national averages on its energy usage. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Starting in the fall of 2027, every incoming student from any state will pay the same tuition and fees at Ripon College as they would at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. That works out to $12,416. Ripon College rolled out information on the Ripon commitment this week. College officials say it's one of the best value propositions in American higher education, now open to anyone, anywhere in the country. If your household adjusted gross income is $100,000 or less, you could qualify for free tuition and fees up to 4 years for first-year students, 2 years for transfers. Ripon College President Dr. Victoria Foles says, quote, every student deserves the opportunity for an affordable and high return on investment college education. As a former first-generation college student myself, I couldn't be more excited to offer a Ripon College experience at a price within reach for all families, unquote. More information about the Ripon commitment can be found on the Ripon College website. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. UW-Whitewater students got a memorable first day back to class yesterday when a campus safety alert went out asking them to shelter in place around 11 a.m. Authorities canceled the alert within minutes, confirming there was no threat to students or staff. The alert was triggered when someone reported a person walked into an academic building and was yelling. People thought the person had a weapon, but authorities later confirmed that person was not armed. You could soon be paying more for your energy bill. We Energies wants to raise energy rates by 10% next year and another 5.5% increase in 2028. Utility officials say that amounts to an additional $280 per year for the average customer. Dozens of people came out earlier this week to oppose the rate hikes during a public hearing. Most of the concerns focused on affordability. Residents say they're already paying more for everything from gas to groceries, while several people pointed to We Energies' nearly $2 billion profit last year. We Energies representatives say the proposed hikes will pay for sustainable energy investments that will ultimately lower energy costs. The State Public Service Commission is expected to rule on the case later this year. It's not the Packers, but the Badgers that are all the buzz in Titletown right now as Lambeau Field gears up to host the UW-Madison-Notre Dame football matchup this weekend. The Badger Bash North is planned for Saturday, featuring family-friendly activities throughout the day, including the 350-person-strong Badger Marching Band parading through downtown Green Bay. Mary Rohde with On Broadway Incorporated says the idea is to bring the excitement of a Badgers home game to Titletown.
Well, honestly, that's kind of where the event name came from, right? It's Badger Bash North, because we're outside of the confines of Madison and Camp Randall Stadium.
The full day of festivities concludes with fireworks over the Fox River. Badger Bash North will take place one day before the Badgers face off against the Fighting Irish at Lambeau Field on Sunday. A Fond du Lac County man who authorities say had human skulls and other remains in his home made his first appearance in court yesterday. A new criminal complaint against 47-year-old Benjamin Larson says investigators also found nude photos of women and their locations in Larson's home, along with grass and dirt they believe was from the scene of a 1990s homicide. A judge ordered Larson to be held on a $250,000 cash bond at its initial appearance. The judge said Larson needed a high cash bail based on his history of assaults, a current stalking charge, and his obsession with serial killers. Flock cameras in one northeast Wisconsin city just got bagged, courtesy of the mayor. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond ordered all flock cameras be bagged by the end of the day Tuesday. The mayor says there's genuine concern in the community about privacy and how data is accessed and shared. The Menasha Police Department was recently acknowledged for adding additional safeguards this year, including a public transparency log and regular audits of those using the flock system. Still, Mayor Hammond is recommending the city terminate their contract with the flock camera company. This, as another Wisconsin community is praising their flock camera system for helping police catch an armed robbery suspect. Cumberland police say they used flock license plate readers last week to track down a suspect who reportedly held up a person at gunpoint and stole $300 before driving away. Police later arrested the suspect in Eau Claire County. Some UW-Whitewater students won't soon forget their first day back in class this school year, as they were ordered to shelter in place just hours after classes had resumed yesterday. A campus safety alert went out after someone reported a person walked into an academic building and started yelling. People thought the person had a weapon, but authorities canceled the alert within minutes, confirming there was no threat to students or staff. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A Brewers win in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 9-5 victory over the Cubs, despite the fact Jacob Mizorowski had one of his worst performances, giving up 5 runs in 4 innings.
Yeah, I mean, I thought all in all, he's going to learn a lesson from this. He didn't command his fastball, and he just had to bob and weave. He was slipping on the mound again early, but, you know, he didn't command his fastball. He didn't have his perfect delivery, and that's going to be a key going forward.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Mizorowski said he struggled with his footing on the mound in last night's humid conditions. Logan Henderson gets the start tonight at Wrigley Field. College football. The Badgers getting ready for Sunday night's game against the Fighting Irish inside Lambeau Field.
We know this is a huge game in game one, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame. But we also understand there's a journey here.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickell. They kick off at 6:30, coverage on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy. Our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered thunderstorms with a low dropping down to 68. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local news, local sports, and local people you know. Your hometown station, 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave.